back in Sutton Coldfield, made good time to get here, and Michael likes to nuddle about, polish the car, and I've actually never been with him when Brian's been on a job. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit and get acquainted with the baby, shoot the breeze with you a little bit, and as long as you can stand the boredom. And I think what we will also do is to do a feed. I've brought the wherewithal with me in my bag, my 5 ounce Arvent bottle, complete with formula. This is obviously fake formula, which I buy. I buy these bottles ready-made. There are people who sell them on eBay, thank the Lord, because I couldn't make it myself. And they have a special way of making them with a sealed teat so that the formula doesn't get into the baby's mouth. But the fake milk looks as if it's coming right up to the clear teat, and it makes the feed look very realistic. And of course, to me, you get that great shake sound, which I really like. So I have that. What I don't have is a bib, and I'm kicking myself that I've got to pick it up off a box high chair. So we're going to have to risk the dribbles. I've actually been keeping the baby sort of on. I've been resting her on a cushion here in the middle because I've been trying to do other things at the same time. But it's time I picked her up now. Ah. Somebody's alive and awake. Hello? Is that much firmer, and oh god, that's so much easier. The mouth is just so much firmer and so much wider open. This is kind of special time for me. When I got hold of a new baby for the first time, and I've got her in my arms for the first time, and I'm doing that first feed. And it's just, I can't describe the feeling. It's just so special. Just the feel of her in my arms and the hearing the sound, and I make a little motion with the silicone. It's even more special because I make a little motion with my hand so that you can actually feel her mouth going up and down. It's kind of a bit cool. Oh, she's hungry. Oh, she's hungry. Tessia's is a hungry girl. She's a hungry girl. I'm about done with it. She's sort of getting towards sucking air. And she's had about all she wants. Yeah? Oh, what a good girl. Yeah? You can do some woofies for me. You can do some woofies.
Oh, you're so big.
You're so big, you're so big. Oh. Yes, you were saying. Not right in my ear. Just move Vodka and Coke is not happening for you today.
Don't worry, mate, we'll have a pint somewhere along the
way. I'm not having been breathing vodka all over my new baby.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to turn this around because that space for you to get out is going to be small, but if I turn around, it'll be a bigger space.
I can't believe this weather. It's really warm. Day. It's like a real spring, but the first spring day we've had this year, I would say. That bleeping you can hear is the proximity monitor. This is such a posh car. It is a Jaguar, stretch Jaguar, shiny black. It's a wicked car. Right, do you want the blue badge, babes?
Okay, I'll stick that in the window, man.
Right, I'll see you two later.
Let's get the keys, ma'am.
Right. All this junk we carry.
I know.
Money, phones.
Yeah.
Right, ma'am.
I always think it's a shame, like...
They can put it all together.
They don't have anything, they can keep all their stuff in like we do.
Yeah, that's it. And it's like driver licenses and credit cards and...
Yeah.
Passports, why don't they put all on one car? Move it a step there, man. It looks quite expensive in here, man.
Oh, for God's sake, Michael, I'm paying. Come on.
Right, we're going a little step there,
man. Told you before. When we go out together, I pay.
Can you find a table, ma'am, or
I'll go and talk to the bar people because I want to drink first. Watch the first tweet. Smells lovely in here.
If we stand here, ma'am, somebody will come.
What would you like to drink?
I'll have a glass of Coke, please, ma'am.
Hello, can we get Pope?
Hello, can we have two Cokes, please?
Is Pepsi okay for you, though?
Yeah, fine.
Thank you.
Would you like something to eat?
Pardon?
Food?
Oh, I might participate in the chip, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'll put everything on one bill in that case. Mm. Is there something on... Have you seen a menu? Is there something
on the menu? No, I can't see a menu at the moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Anything else I can get for you,
babe? Yeah. Do you do some food?
Yeah. Would you like a table in the restaurant or...?
Sorry?
Would you like a table in the restaurant or just...?
Yeah. Actually, I probably think we would.
Okay, thank you. Even though he's never diagnosed, he was definitely autistic at all.
Yeah. Chair to the left, ma'am. I'll pull him out a little bit for you.
I'll show you get settled.
Thank you so much. Oh, this is a nice place. Michael, well done. Full marks.
Yeah, cool.
The young lady is going to read the menu actually, you know, ma'am.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Okay. What would you like to read?
Could you read the menu out to the young lady?
Yeah, of course. Let's have a look for you. So... We have starters for you, isn't it? Like any starters at all?
Yes, go through everything.
So starters, we have scallops of the day, which is baked in mornay sauce. We have soup of the day, which is the roasted carrot soup as well. We have chicken parfait, the chicken and liver. We have crayfish and cream pot, the portobello mushrooms, the berry black pudding potato cake, deep fried brie, salt and pepper squid, arancini, lamb coffetas and tiger prawns. We've got with garlic and chilli as well.
Right.
And mains, we do sandwiches and salads, and we have mayonnaise as well. Is that interested in sandwiches or?
No, I don't want a sandwich, but do you have any, is one of your mains dish, I really fancy some pasta, do you have
some
any
pasta? Pasta? Yeah, we do. We have the old Amaretti Spiga pasta with roasted butternut squash, spinach, white wine burrito and a vegetarian hard cheese. So that's one option for you there. We have linguine, which is the chorizo and crab linguine with white wine sauce, tomato, garlic and chilli. And we also do a ravioli as well, which is a handmade beetroot and truffle. It's kind of like a, it's quite a thick beetroot sauce, a white wine sauce.
I think I'll have the first, the vegetable one.
The vegetable one, yeah?
Yeah.
No,
so I'm going to start. What's the starter one? You mentioned something about crayfish.
Crayfish, yeah, we have a crab and crayfish pot. So it's a Devon crab mayonnaise, and it comes with the Bacardi bread as well, for like a dip as well.
It's a bit crap. I think I'm going to start with, no, I think I'm going to bother with the starter. I think really just a dish of pasta will do it just
pasta
fine. I'm going to have the, just have a dish of ravioli, thank you.
Oh, just have the ribeye steak sandwich, please.
Yeah, is that medium rare or
medium rare? Please.
Medium rare, please. Yeah. No problem at all.
Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, well done, Michael. You're a good picker. This is a bit nice of him. I know it's expensive for you, but you're not picking up the bill, so I wouldn't worry about it.
There's bottles of red wine, white wine.
Of course, but luckily we're driving.
Yeah. This sort of place, we would have a nice evening.
Yeah. The Green Horse. Interesting name.
Would that be you?
That's better. So, we're out of the pub now and we've had lunch, and well, I didn't have much lunch because for the first time in a very long time I ordered a dish that when it actually came it was so disgusting I couldn't eat it. I don't know what they did to the sauce. I think they made it with cornstarch. The pasta was stuffed with some disgusting stodgy stuff that had something really sweet in it, and the vegetables had been either cooked in a microwave or boiled until they were absolutely, I don't know what they'd done with them, but they were not very well cooked and very tasteless. Normally I don't send food back in restaurants or make a fuss, and I eat what's put in front of me because I don't believe in wasting food. But I couldn't eat this, not even to be polite. I couldn't make my mouth swallow it. So I'm afraid. Brian says the bear has got her bear hat on, when I have to use a certain voice to say that a certain thing isn't. I don't believe in being rude, ever. But I do believe that when you're paying for a service or a meal, that it should be at least edible. And that wasn't edible. Anyway, Michael had some chips on the side of his steak sandwich, which he let me finish off, because otherwise I'd have eaten nothing. And then for dessert, I had a strawberry eaten mess, which took about a year to arrive. So I was just about getting ready to explode. And when it turned up, at least it was fairly good sized and fairly good, so I was able to eat that. So, Mr. B needn't worry that he missed out on having lunch, because it wasn't very much to miss out on. So now, it's basically a waiting game. It's about half an hour to three quarters until Mr. B comes out and we go home. It's been a cool, interesting and varied day. And it's a beautiful day too, so I'm just glad that I was able to be part of it. And I've got my gorgeous baby. So it's all cool. Talk to you later.